Now, possibly one of the most used icebreakers in a room or Zoom call full of new people is to ask everyone to share an interesting fact about themselves. Our next guest decided to flip the idea on its head, instead asking students to share a boring fact about themselves. We want to hear from you. Pretend it's your first day at whatever. Give us a call at 800-642-1234 and share a boring fact about yourself with us. That's 800-642-1234 with your boring fact about yourself. We reached out to our colleagues at Wisconsin Public Media. Here's a few boring things about them. Melissa Ingalls with Morning Edition says she dropped her phone into some apricot jam and now the speaker doesn't work anymore. Corey Hess, Milwaukee reporter, says, I hate beans, all beans. They make me sick to look at and think about. I want to talk more about that. And Stephanie Elkins, Morning Classics host, says, I eat plain M&Ms one at a time, standing them up on end between my back teeth and crunching down through the middle very slowly. David DeWill is the associate principal of the Capstone Scholars Program at the University of South Carolina. He tweeted about his boring facts activity last month. David, welcome to Central Time.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, what flipped you around on this? Why did you ask students for a boring fact instead of an interesting fact?
Well, that's a great question. So our associate vice president for student housing, Dr. Kirsten Kennedy here at the university, sends a listserv each morning through the Chronicle of Higher Education, and you know, it shares some like fun highlights and news from around the country. And so there was a footnote about a year or so ago where someone had asked a similar question like this in one of their classes, and I just loved the idea of asking my freshman students on the first day of class to share a boring fact about themselves, because the class that I teach, University 101, you know, it's a national leader in the first year experience, and you know, we really try to build a tight knit community within the class. And I know, especially as an introvert, I just freeze whenever I have to answer an interesting question about myself. You know, there's a lot of pressure, especially if someone's like, I've traveled to all of the countries in Europe. How do you follow that up? I'm also, you know, a big fan of humor and authenticity, and so I find a lot of humor in kind of like the mundane and the quirks about people. So I decided to lead that class, my first class of the semester, off with this question about a boring fact to kind of take the pressure away. And it really did bring about a lot of just fantastically hilarious responses. So I started off myself saying, I do not like mayonnaise on things, especially sandwiches. You know, I know that I eat mayonnaise in things, but man, if you put mayonnaise on a sandwich, it immediately becomes a no to me. So that kind of got the ball rolling, and the students were able to share some really funny responses.
Well, to illustrate the concerns about that interesting question, here's a clip from our Wisconsin Life project talking about a narrator here waiting for his turn to share three interesting facts about himself. Here's a listen.
Now the kid in the polo shirt has only one more fact to go. Turns out he's passionate about dirt bikes. Why aren't you passionate about anything? He works in a joke and it gets a chuckle. At this point, you would give your soul for a chuckle.
So it's good to take some of that pressure off. But okay, so you ask students, you share your mayonnaise fact, and you ask your students, David, for their boring facts. What kind of things do you get from them? And is it maybe even more interesting?
Well, ironically, I think that became a lot more interesting than boring. The two that I tweeted about got a lot of attention, especially the student who shared that he likes to eat a pound of turkey a day. I feel wow. Like I had several follow-up questions that I wanted to ask the student.
Sam?
And, you know, for just if your listeners are curious, his go-to turkey is Boar's Head Oven Gold. Another student had shared that they like to put on both socks before their shoes, which is a quite, you know, normal thing to do. But some of the other really interesting ones, well, I guess interesting/boring, right? A student loves to eat their pizza crust first because they want to get that part of the pizza over with first.
I've done that, yeah.
One student said that they like to eat the perimeter of a sandwich first before eating the center. I had a student share that they loved air, as in breathing air, which I assume is a very good thing. And so there's another student. I know this is very focused on food. A student shared that they don't like to eat anything that has, you know, that's the color white, I guess like cream cheese or sour cream. And so we all had a really great laugh, especially the student who said that they did not like cats because it really upset the cat people in the class.
Like the creature, the cats, not the musical?
Correct. It could have been both. Who knows? But for sure the animal, yes.
Now, let's talk about the ultimate mission here. I mean, if you're doing an icebreaker like this, you're trying to break the ice, establish that comfort level with the room, whether it's a classroom or a work meeting or a training or whatever. Do you think that worked?
It did. After that first class, and a lot of students afterwards just kind of laughed with each other. Based on some of the things that they shared, they started sharing more about themselves in our group message on GroupMe. And so it really opened the door to be authentic, and which is what I really want for in my class. I want students to be authentic with each other and to kind of break down those barriers. Especially on the first day of a college class, there's a lot of temptation to try to, you know, put on this image, I guess, to try to impress people. But when you just share very boring things about yourself, you kind of open up yourself to really show who you really are, which is super important, especially in my class with my first-year students.
Talking to David DeWille, Associate Principal of the Capstone Scholars Program at the University of South Carolina. He shared in a tweet that he had switched the old-fashioned classroom icebreaker, tell us something interesting about yourself, to something boring about yourself, and he got good results from it. Well, we asked you to share one of yours. We've got Ben in Chippewa Falls on the line. Ben, hi.
Hi there, Rob. Love your show. I'm a daily listener, and thank you so much for sharing this story. I saw it on social media. It's great. I brush my teeth in the shower every single time. We are regular people out here, and we all do boring stuff, and I thought, thank you so much for asking people this question. Thank you.
Well, hold on, Ben. I got to ask, when did you start? Was it like a Seinfeld thing where you're trying to be more efficient with your shower time, or just...
I think it probably was. I was trying to get ready for work in the mornings and just decided to start brushing my teeth in the shower. I've probably been doing this. I'm 41. I've been doing it for at least 20 years, and I don't have a plan to stop.
Excellent. Ben, thank you so much. And that's the perfect kind of, I'll throw boring in quotes, David, because it's, I guess, mundane but interesting.
It's so interesting, and I found myself laughing. I tried to cover up my phone just now, but my goodness, that one was great.
Yeah, so is this something you think you'll keep doing, asking for this boring thing? Or do you think now that the word's out, the novelty's going to go away and it won't be fun anymore?
Oh, I plan to do this every year. I asked this question last year on the first day of class, this year on the first day of class, and it's definitely going to become a tradition of mine. It hits at everything that I want for that first day of class to be.
Well, David, thank you so much for sharing this with us. Really interesting.
Rob, thanks. I appreciate it.
That's David DeWille, Associate Principal of the Capstone Scholars Program at the University of South Carolina. He tweets at David DeWille, that's spelled DeWeill. We've got a link to some of his boring facts up at WPR.org/Central Time. Let's share a couple more from our colleagues here. Jeffrey Potter, Director of Marketing for WPR, says his boring thing is, I prefer to pay all my bills by mail with a paper check. Interesting. Jill Nato, Larry Miller Show producer, says, I always put salt on watermelon and will only eat it with a spoon. Dean Kallenbach, Senior Regional Manager of Western Wisconsin, says, I throw in right left-handed, but golf and bat right-handed. Interesting. Kathy Miner, a Simply Folk Music Library volunteer, says she reads her own sent emails. Here's mine. If I'm humming a song and walking, and there's always a song in my head, because of my marching band experience, the one of the beat always has to be on the left foot. And if I get it off, if I start on the wrong beat, I will do a little shuffle step to bring it into sync. That's my boring fact.